Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
Rex Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, big news in Wisconsin yesterday. Kevin Nicholson suspended his campaign for governor. That leaves two major candidates for governor on the Republican side. There's a third guy named Ramthan. And actually, there are a couple of other fly-by-nights that somehow crawled out of the woodwork. But basically, Ramthan is going nowhere. He's the guy who has uttered QAnon references and is sort of like a Mike Lindell pillow guy when it comes to decertifying Biden. He even wanted to put in a resolution in the state legislature in Wisconsin to throw Biden out of the White House. Good luck. Good luck, Ramthan from Campbellsport. Good luck, Ramthan. Good rep. Good luck. I'll tell you what. My folks, my family have lived in Random Lake area for a long time. That's not too far from Campbellsport. Random Lake is the southern sliver of Sheboygan County. And that's very near Keewaskum, West Bend, Baltonville, Adel, Campbellsport. If you ever heard those towns, great little towns. Very good folks. A lot of them are Republicans. There's some Democrats, but none of them are nuts, and none of them want the president thrown out of the White House by some vigilante out of Campbellsport. So Rampton's not going anywhere. Okay, how about Nicholson dropping out? How about Clayfish and Michaels? I'm going to unpack this and I'm going to tell you what I think about it. Nicholson never had a chance. He was third in the polls and a very distant third. Distant third. Clayfish and Michaels were each tied in the middle to high 30s. When I say tied, last time Michael a little ahead, but in the margin of error. Nicholson was down in single digits. He wasn't going anywhere. And his ads were very kind of, you know, they were menacing in a sense. I mean, you know, he'd swagger down and, you know, we need a Marine come here and really, you know, square people away. You know, I mean, a lot of people are thinking, you know, we're talking governor here. You know, we're not talking a warden of a prison. So anyway, he's not going anywhere. He does have a backer. Does have a backer. The guy that owns the Uline Corporation, an E-line from Illinois, not to be confused with the Milwaukee E-lines, who are a great philanthropist in Milwaukee and throughout Wisconsin. So Nicholson's probably thinking, well, you know, I'm going to live to fight another day. I'm going to get out. Then I can say that I didn't really lose because I wasn't campaigning. And, you know, he will pop out of the weeds in races going forward. I don't think he'll be a factor. One reason is he's running the Republican Party. And he was a Democrat up till not too long ago. In fact, he was the president, the head of the Young Democrats in the United States. He was invited to speak at a Democratic national nominating convention and really blasted the Republicans. Then he looked at Wisconsin and said, I can't get nominated in the Democratic Party. So, you know, the Republican Party will just jump in there and get nominated. Well, that's not how it works. And people were on to him. Anyway. He suspended his campaign. That's a polite way of saying that he dropped out. Who does that help? I think it helps Michaels. Why does it help Michaels? Because Clayfish is seen as the establishment candidate, the Voss candidate. Voss has endorsed her. At their state convention, it took 60% of the vote to get an endorsement from the party. You may say, what do you mean endorsement from the party? Yep. Republican Party endorses people in the primary. It's part of their constitution. The Democratic Party does not. It's not. And I don't think parties should endorse in the primary. I think it should be up to the voters. Anyway, Clayfish came close. She got 55% of the vote. Michaels got a handful of votes. But his whole shtick in this campaign is to attack the Republican Party mainstream. He attacks Voss. He attacks them all. And to her shame and scandal, Clayfish, endorsed by Voss, basically has turned on him too in a more subtle way, sneaky way. In any event, Nicholson also attacked Voss in the mainstream. Both of them were seen as outside the mainstream of the Republican Party, but touting the conservative line. And Michaels has been endorsed by Trump. And I don't think that's anything to do with Trump caring about Michaels, even knowing who Michaels is, loving Michael, none of that. Basically, Trump could not stand Scott Walker and therefore, by extension, Rebecca Clayfish. Why is that? Because Scott Walker, when he ran for president in 2016, remember, he's up on the stage, totally out of his element, spent something like $90 million and didn't go anywhere, dropped out in about September of 2015, way before any caucuses, and his stated reason was, we've got to stop Trump. And with me out of there, maybe one of the others can stop him, like a Jeb Bush he was referring to, or the others. You know, Trump is on a revenge tour. He's been on a revenge tour his entire life. Even when he was in military boarding school, I think he was on a revenge tour. The guy is out for revenge. And Rebecca Clayfish was Walker's cheerleader, the Duchess of Foxconn. Duchess of Foxconn. You put her on there, and she will revive Foxconn. What? She will revive, she'll give a Chinese company something more if they cost us $1 billion in site acquisition and preparation. Then after they squat on the land, hog it, and don't let Oshkosh Truck and Intel come in and actually create major jobs, thousands of them, at high wages, which Foxconn falsely said they would. And the Republican Party still wants more of that. They still want more of it? Oh, and you say, well, then Milt Michaels will stand up to that. No, Michaels isn't going to stand up to that. Michaels isn't going to stand up to that. Michaels has said, I'm for Foxconn. I'm doubling down. I want more of that good Foxconn fraud against the state of Wisconsin. Some of that sweet Foxconn three-card Monty game. The Republican Party is out of its mind. It can't be trusted with money. I'm telling you, it can't be trusted with money. I'm not just talking about Gableman's fees, which we'll talk about in a bit. I'm not talking about giving up $1 billion in train money, $1 billion in Medicaid money. I'm talking about Foxconn. They said they'd create 10,000 jobs at the average wage of about 52 or 3 grand a year. They didn't create anything. They're shuffling dirt, hugging the best industrial real estate in the state of Wisconsin between O'Hare and Mitchell Field, near Lake Michigan, near Chicago, near transportation hubs, and they've blocked Intel and Oshkosh from using it. It's ours. Throw them out. Get damages. Oh, we can't because we, quote, settled with them and paid them $80 more million. Okay? The Duchess of Foxconn will not be governor. She doesn't have the gravitas or the ability. Michaels will not be governor. He may get nominated now that Nicholson is out. But he does not have the gravitas, ability. He is a Trump clone. He is a Fox. He is a Foxconn dupe. We do not want another Foxconn dupe. And I don't care if it's a lady, the lady of Downton Abbey, the lady of Foxconn Abbey, the Duchess, or her footman, Michaels, her footman, Michaels. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.